Don't forget to follow Mac and T on Instagram, Threads, TikTok, and Twitch under the handle Off All Day Podcast. Enjoy the show. Oh, and there like might be spoilers here. So like totally check the show notes for details.
Hello, your call cannot be taken at the moment, so please leave your message after the tone.
Mac and T, talking movies, we in motion, lights, camera, action, a magical potion. T lights, last house on the left, it's his devotion, but he says it's fate, causing some commotion. Mac recommends quiet on set, a documentary so
Have you ever seen I Spit on Your Grave?
I assume you're talking about the remake.
Yes.
Okay. I've seen the remake. I never saw the original. Although I feel like I feel like the remake's probably pretty much the same as the original.
I couldn't get through. I mean,
no.
That's pretty wild.
Back in like the 70s, I want to say 70s, there was like these weird almost exploitation films that were just all about gross like sexual violence and gruesome horror. I Spit on Your Grave was one of those, which is weird that I've never seen it, because I went through a phase in my younger years where I would watch just whatever trashy 70s stuff I could find, or like even like early 80s maybe even, but like Last House on the Left was one of those.
Mm-hmm.
I Spit on Your Grave was one of the more extreme ones, but
yeah, Last House on the Left wasn't too bad.
Yeah, did you ever see the original one, or just the remake? Yeah, I didn't like the remake very much. I have a soft spot in my heart for the original. I don't know why. It's not a good movie. It's pretty gross, but it's just one of those horror movies that I watch it every once in a while, and I get this kind of gross sense of nostalgia from it. That was what launched Wes Craven's career, was Last House on the Left.
Oh,
The old trailers used to say, their tagline was, just keep repeating, it's only a movie.
Was that when they were trying to do the whole based on a true story?
Yes, yeah. It was right there with Texas Chainsaw Massacre, where they claimed it was based on a true story, but it was not.
Yeah.
I used to work with a girl at Casey's. She argued with me one day for like an hour about Last House on the Left being a true story. And I was like, it's not true. It didn't happen. It's just, like, it's one of those movies that just turned into an urban legend. Never happened. And she was like so convinced. She's like, no. My mom remembers when that happened. She saw it on the news. It's like, well, your mom might have seen like murders on the news, but she didn't see Last House on the Left murders on the news because it's not a true story.
Right.
I used to have it. It was one of the first DVDs that I ever had. And I watched it with the commentary one time, and it had, it was Wes Craven. And I think one of the producers of the movie, and they were talking about it, and there was like, people think that it's a true story because we put that at the beginning of it. We really just put that at the beginning of it because we, because we could. And at no point in the movie is it referenced that it's the last house on the left. We just thought it was a really cool title and it was an interesting thing to call it.
Right.
Because originally it was going to be called, they wanted to call it sex crime of the century. But they thought better of it, which is probably good. Cause I can't imagine sex crime of the century launching the career of Wes Craven. I feel like that title would just be so exploitative and so, it's just so trashy that it certainly wouldn't have led to Scream.
Yeah, it's not a good look for sure. have you watched anything on the Nickelodeon documentary?
No. Is that also on Max?
Oh yeah, you know, I don't even know why I asked you then.
I've heard of it. What is it? It's like Quiet on the Set. Is that what it's called?
It's pretty deep, man. Like that's.
I'm almost afraid to even look at reviews of that movie. I don't know if I can handle whatever's in that documentary.
I was pretty thrown back on like all the stuff that went down and like that's been proven, you know, at first. Like, when the whole thing came out about Dan Schneider, you know, it was all, like, it just came out in the news, like, people were making allegations and stuff. And then, in the documentary, it talks about, like, actual, like, court cases and stuff, and, you know, certain people getting convicted, and it's just like, whoa.
Right?
And I was still way young. Or I don't even know if I was born. I don't know when all that came out. Was that 94?
Yeah, actually, it would have been like early 90s. I remember being born. Because I was probably about 94 then. Because I want to say I would have been like in the fourth, maybe fifth grade when all that was a big thing.
Yeah. And the only reason I even knew about all that is like because it would come on like Nickelodeon, but it would be like reruns. You know what I mean? It'd be like late at night. It'd be like on Nick at Night, and so. But yeah, like the stuff with like Amanda Bynes and Drake Bell, crazy. It's. If you ever, you know, get Max again, or if it, like, I don't know if it comes out on, like, a full-lengthy YouTube video.
Right.
It's definitely worth a watch. It's just, it's something I would have never thought about, I guess.
Right. Man, all that. Yeah, 1994. I remember, I never, like, really sat down to actually watch it. But I remember catching like episodes here and there and just thinking it was kind of like Saturday Night Live, but for kids. And they, man, wonder where all those, well, I guess Amanda Bynes is still doing stuff, but, Kenan Thompson. Yeah. He's
doing the SNL thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he had a show for a while. I don't know if he still has a show. I bet he's about the most successful. What was that?
Oh, I was just going to say, most of the cast is in that documentary. So, I mean, it pretty much gives like a like an update on what they're all up to nowadays. I think the only one, so I think like Kenan Thompson's not on there, and Kel Mitchell wasn't on there. But most of
Kenan Thompson, you know, he's like got, like he's got a whole career, like he's doing so good these days that he's probably just like, I'm not touching that. Like, I don't want to be associated with whatever it is you guys are doing.
Yeah, well, and that's true. Man. Absolutely.
Like,
like
that's crazy.
I mean, I think the only the other one other than Keenan and Amanda Bynes, I would say, I mean, for a while, Drake Bell, because, I mean, he had Drake and Josh, and that was a pretty solid show. Early 2000s went on for a while.
Was there a recent Good Burger movie?
Yeah, they did a part two or whatever.
Did they? Okay. God. Oh, man, Good Burger. What a weird time. God, the 90s were so freaking weird. I think it was Christmas time. It's either Christmas or Thanksgiving. I caught part of the old Good Burger. It was on the TV at my uncle's house, and some of the kids were watching it. And I sat down to watch a little bit of it. And I was like, gosh, this thing is such a product of its time. Like, oh, man, I wasn't a huge fan of the Good Burger sketches on all that anyways. And when the movie came out, I wasn't super excited. I wasn't particularly excited for it as a kid either. I thought it was really weird, though, that they would try to bring that back. And maybe the other dude, the guy that's not Kenan Thompson, Kel Mitchell. Kel. Yeah. I think maybe he just needed a paycheck and Kenan was just like, yeah, I'll help you out. Oh, man. I don't know, man. Like I said, I'm not sure I could handle whatever happens in that documentary. Like,
It makes me, I haven't watched the one about Jared Fogle either.
Oh, I couldn't do that. I feel like I know enough. I feel like I know, I have a good enough idea about what that dude was doing that I don't think I need a documentary for that. I never watched the Michael Jackson one either. I was like, you know what? I think I'm okay without seeing this.
Okay, so, but listen, that one was a stretch. And I'm not saying nothing. You know, people feel the way that they feel, and that's, you know, a whole nother situation. I'm just saying, personally, that one was, after I got done watching that one, I was like, I don't know about all that.
Okay.
But that was, like, the only one.
I don't know what all was in that Michael Jackson one. I know the most infamous accusations, at least, that came out prior to the documentary. And I remember when all that stuff was happening, and I just kind of assumed that it was true. I was like, you know what? I've already made up my mind to say that he probably did at least some of what people are saying.
Right.
Maybe not the absolute worst of what they say about him. I think he's got to have done some of that stuff. And I don't think I need any more piled on. I think I'm okay, like, not getting super deep into that thing. Man, I recently rewatched part of Dave Chappelle's Sticks and Stones, where he talks about Michael Jackson and how he doesn't believe that anybody, like, how he doesn't believe anybody was that, like, he actually did anything. I'm like, okay, maybe he didn't do everything. But I really think he did. I think he did enough to be bad, and that's not a bad Michael Jackson joke about the song Bad. But yeah, I don't know. I didn't even
think of that until you said something.
I just thought it was just weird that Michael Jackson seemed to like transcend all the bad news about him, though. Like he remained the king of pop even after. Even at, like, it was like, man, nobody, like, sure, some people turned against him, but it seemed like he still kept going okay. Even after, like, what, like, I suppose maybe that's just a product of its time, too. Like, if that was today, you know, he'd be Kevin Spacey. He'd be, you know, living somewhere under a rock and nobody'd be hearing about him anymore. And
I will say that, like, I definitely agree that he was guilty of something, and whether it was just being a very strange human being and doing things that they weren't, like, acceptable, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
By society standards. For sure. Like, that for sure. Absolutely. Now, some of the things that I guess, like, were alleged, I mean, I'll never know, obviously, personally, but some of it, there's just some, those things that just sound like a stretch, you know, like, and I remember in one of, I can't remember which one of Dave Chappelle's stand-ups, but, like, he made it, it was a joke, but he made it, like, it was a good point, because it had to do something with one of the accusers, and, like, at the time when they had accused Michael Jackson, they had, like, some terminal illness. And then, like, they won their case or something. And then all of a sudden, they were just, like, magically better. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So he just made, you know, like, it was just like he made it seem like it might have been all for money, which is a possibility. But again, who's to say, you know, it's murky water, man. It's murky water.
It is. You know, I followed all the horrible Bill Cosby things from the early days of the accusations all the way up to him going to jail and then subsequently getting released and stuff. I'm pretty sure he did all the stuff they say he did. And I don't know why I never watched the Michael Jackson thing. I couldn't do Surviving R. Kelly either. And this Nickelodeon thing, you know, it's like, I can't quite bring myself to, like, I don't think I have what it takes to bear witness or hear a lot of this stuff. But for whatever reason, I was, like, really on the Bill Cosby thing, and I followed, like, every little thing about it. And sometimes I think of that, and I'm like, man, why did I listen to all this stuff? Like, why couldn't I have just heard some of the accusations and be like, and, like, followed up a little bit, and then just been like, nope, I think I've heard enough. Why did I have to, I can't figure out why, out of all the celebrity scandals and all the horrible things out there, I can't figure out why I hung around for all the horrible Bill Cosby things. But yeah, man. Anyways, let's talk about something else.
Yeah, let's shift.
What the hell are we talking about this for?